Sometimes we can confuse or have the idea that what mindfulness means is choosing what to pay attention to, and kind of conflate the ideas of mindfulness and attention, that and have the belief, for instance, if we're not choosing what to pay attention to, that we're not being mindful. For myself, this was a kind of aha moment when I began to recognize the distinction between attention and that choosing what to pay attention to, and mindfulness, which just can simply know what's happening in the present moment. I had this I described to one of my teachers this recognition and kind of came to this notion of following the attention, that the mindfulness can just kind of notice what the attention is already paying attention to. And as I described it that way, following the attention, he said, oh yes, it's kind of like, you know, if you have a dog on a leash, the dog will be going, you know, this way and that way and smelling and sniffing and, you know, excited about that bird or this thing and kind of just jumping around. And our job is to hold the leash. That's all we have to do, just hold the leash. So this kind of practice of letting go of choosing what to pay attention to and following the attention begins to highlight some of the undercurrents in our minds. It can highlight some of the habitual tendencies of our minds. Our job is simply to keep kind of the steady knowing moment to moment. This is what's obvious. But in that, you may begin to recognize the underlying or undercurrents of mental tendencies. For example, the very first time, actually Gil told me to let go of the anchor of the attention and just see what the attention landed on. He did this in a guided meditation in a practice discussion, and he might have used the word choiceless attention or choiceless awareness. I don't remember, but my kind of aha coming out of that guided meditation is like, this can't be completely choiceless because everything my attention landed on was unpleasant. Something in my mind was choosing the unpleasant, and that this, you know, it was kind of highlighting the tendency of mind to orient towards unpleasant experience out of habit, essentially. Habitually, my mind would go into a situation or kind of orient. It was like, I think this began to really point to the depth of the way my mind oriented towards aversion as a strategy to happiness. Get rid of the unpleasant things, then you'll be happy. So my mind was just orienting towards the unpleasant. And in fact, what this highlights is essentially when we say choiceless awareness in this kind of practice, it's not that there is not a choice being made, but rather not a conscious choice. We're not consciously choosing what to attend to. And yet the habits or the conditioning of our mind will choose what the attention lands on. And this can be very revealing for our understanding of our minds, how our minds work. In the gentle, continuous meeting of the attention, moment-to-moment meeting of the experience, moment-to-moment, just aware of sound, aware of pressure, aware of vibration, aware of dryness, aware of quivering, aware of breath, aware of calming, just moment to moment knowing that, it keeps the attention kind of steady, and while it does reveal kind of the undercurrents, it also keeps us from following those undercurrents in a habitual way. So whereas if we're just kind of settling back and letting the attention choose and not being mindful, the attention might go off on a long rampage, here we're keeping the attention, that dog on the leash. We've got the leash. We're holding the leash. So this points to a kind of concentration that comes not from holding to one object, but from being steady in the awareness. The steadiness of mindfulness moment to moment brings a steadying of the mind, brings a stilling of the mind that can know the dynamic flow of experience, of life, and yet not be pulled out of the present moment. And so there's a way that the awareness can be still and yet aware of many things. And that's a form of concentration. And so if you found this exploration of open awareness or choiceless awareness helpful for you or interesting or revealing for you, you're welcome to explore it some through this day. Some of you may find it to be a very natural alternative, more natural for your minds than holding to one object. In my experience teaching, I'd say, just generally, I'd say roughly a third of the people kind of easily and naturally settle with one object. Roughly a third of the people much more easily and naturally flow with experience moment to moment. And roughly a third of the people can kind of go either way. So looking at your own mind, how is it for you? What's most supportive for you?
Can't do easily
of the many of them. So yes, yeah, so for some, maybe there's a wide spreading of that as well. I found for myself it was also especially early on. It was like, you know, it was really hard to stay attentive anywhere. But then at some point the mind kind of realized, oh, this is the natural doorway. This is the easiest doorway, let's say, the easiest doorway. And sometimes we have an idea with practice, you know, it's like, well, this part's hard. You know, our kind of orientation in life is like, well, what's hard? That's where I should, like, focus my attention, you know. I can't do that concentration stuff, so I'm gonna do that. And what I found in meditation practice, go through the doorway where it's easiest, rather than, you know, fighting with your what's hardest. So I'm not gonna take questions again this morning.